cultivating your work in your heart. So what it is that we want in fact is the cessation of our sufferings, and we want to be happy, and in order to achieve that, and we have to cultivate healthy attitudes. In order to achieve that result, the cultivation of these healthy attitudes, and the supreme of healthy attitudes is that of the awakening heart.
And then I'm going to say,
Then how do you go about reflecting upon the awakening, how contemplating it? It is contending with the thought that I must, in order to bring both myself and others to complete happiness, and to completely eliminate our suffering, eliminate all my various faults, and bring the consummation of all my excellent qualities.
What did he mean? I mean, under the hand of the Jain from Goya, Jain from Chia, Jain from Goya, Hashish, Jain from Goya, Hashish, and the Bubu. But that's the Bubu, under the hand of the Shigu, Shirashi.
In order to achieve our end, the end of eliminating our various faults, and bring the consummation of excellent qualities, we must implement various methods, that is to say, we must practice. And in order to practice, we must come to an understanding of what is to be practiced. We must have a wisdom with respect to the practices. And it is for this purpose, the generation of one's wisdom with respect to the various practices, that I myself explain the Dharma teachings and that you should be listening to them. Therefore, for the next 5 minutes, cultivate the motivation that in order to bring about this end, in order to almost listen to the teachings, and therefore having listened to them, I will reflect upon what I have heard, and finally I will meditate, cultivate them in order to realize what I have heard. And I will cultivate such a motivation for listening to this present teaching. Because the root of all phenomena leads back to the mind itself, it's extremely important that we understand the nature of the mind.
What the name is, I need to know the Dhamma Seyaro. I need to know the Dhamma Seyaro.
So, what are the various qualities of the various phenomena in the universe, both in terms of whether they're positive, negative, good or bad, whether they're experienced as suffering or as happiness? depends upon the mind itself. You block that to the mind. For example, water, the source of water is snow. And likewise, the source of all that is both good and bad in our world is the mind itself.
あ、だからね、あの、それで、あ、だからそれで、なんかこうして、かぼって、ね、あの、ただ、それで、こう、にって、そうそうそう、あ、そうそうそう、これ、そうそうそう、ね、や、かぼって、なんかこうして、あの、もうちょっとそうそうそう、ね、や、言えないよ、あの、え、全部なぼって、なんか、たわの、全部パンやと、全部かぼって、や、あの、
ね、提案だね、もっと言ったら、あ、なんかもう少し、チェックをして、俺の方も少しチェックをして、あ、本当に先かぼって、先のものにどうするのか、こう、やわちゃって。こんで、と、たまとはで、どうするのか、で、あの、なぼでま、あ、やわちゃって。あの、かぼでや、
Well, each of these qualities of mind, both positive and negative, have their own distinct nature. And it is necessary to implement various methods in coming to an understanding of these distinct natures in order that we in order to transform our minds. Our minds, these two negative and positive qualities of mind, they are distinct natures, they are as if mixed. They abide simultaneously within our mind. And it is necessary to come to understanding their natures and to make efforts in implementing methods whereby to differentiate them as far as their nature and to be able to bring about the cessation of negative states and promote the positive states until we bring them to complete consummation. This process will not come about naturally. We have to make effort in coming to understand the natures and implementing the methods of these two types of mind in order to bring about this end. Effort in implementing those methods to to clear away and to cleanse the negative aspects from the mind. So when we talk about the healthy mind, this is what we mean by lineage, but also not only that, the emptiness of this mind is lineage. Last week we were discussing the lineage in terms of the seven Vajra topics, and this was spoken of by way of result, cause, and condition. In order for a result to arise, it's necessary that there has to be a conjunction of both causes and conditions to bring it up, to bring it about. Today we're going to discuss the fact that lineage, that all sentient beings possess lineage. That is, they possess the cause whereby to generate the result. And this result, and this cause is lineage. All sentient beings possess this lineage. And we're going to discuss that fact today. All sentient beings, whosoever, whether down to the lowest insect, possess the lineage. And it is not that they possess it, at times they don't possess it. That is to say, at times they possess the lineage and other times they don't have lineage. This is not the case. But all sentient beings, at all times, unchangingly, without respite, have the nature of lineage within them. So there are three supporting reasons which establish that all sentient beings have lineage. That we can say that by lineage, that which is the capacity to remove all the various faults and to bring to consummation all the excellent qualities. And this is pervasive to all sentient beings. And we can establish this in terms of three reasons or three signs.
Yes.
So we're going to cite three reasons, or three things. This first one is a little bit difficult to understand, but we'll go ahead. We're talking about the Buddha, or more specifically, the wisdom truth body, Dhammakaya, wisdom truth body. And this is the wisdom which is the result of the wisdom which is constituted out of the elimination of all the various faults and the bringing the consummation of all three qualities. This wisdom, which is constituted or arises out of eliminating all the various faults of the man, bringing to consummation of all the three qualities, is a Buddha.
This
wisdom is able to discern the desires and the dispositions of all sentient beings. It is able to determine what would be a benefit to this particular sentient being, what would, in terms of what dharma would be of use to this sentient being and being taught, what this sentient being wants. Each sentient being has various desires, various dispositions. And this wisdom is able to understand that in terms of not only an individual sentient being, but in terms of all the various types of sentient beings. So this is about the wisdom and discerning, is able to discern what types of explanations and what explanations would be of use to this individual, what would be a problem to this individual. And it is able to make this discrimination with every person. Each person has their own distinct problems, and therefore their own distinct methods for eliminating their problems. And this is exalted wisdom, which is able to explain in terms of the teachings of Dharma those methods whereby this particular person can remove their particular problems and thereby achieve happiness. So the Dharma is taught in order to benefit the mind, and this benefit is the elimination of their difficulties, of their problems, and concomitant with this, going on with this, is the bringing of happiness. As one's problems are removed, one becomes happier.
Then, 다산 캐파티니나 그 내가 내가 찔렸으나 그 내가 내가 찍어도 내가 그래서 뭔가 뭔가 하는 거야 그래서 때문에 이제 갖다 뛰기에는 멋지게 내야 소소 시바지 캐파니까 내가 소소소 시바지 아니 그 내가 봐 내가 아니 내가 그래서 소소소 내가 봐 내가 내가 그래서 아 내가 뛰기에는 내가 이만한 파티 아니 내가 나와야
Knowledge is would be an expert physician, a doctor. There are various types of illnesses, and each person would have very presenting symptoms. And the doctor would diagnose the individual according to the individual presenting symptoms, and prescribe a particular medicine. This particular individual, and by means of the treatment, the suffering of this particular illness would be eliminated, and the person would achieve well-being. So this is the case when the doctor is an expert. There are cases where the doctor is not so expert and you actually harm the patient. So in order to teach the Dharma, one must know the students, one must understand them. Because one is seeking to eliminate their difficulties. And then one must also know what teachings are going to help and benefit them in terms of eliminating those difficulties. One must be able to teach in accordance with the actuality of the students. And I'm wrong, I'm mistaken now. In order to teach the Dharma, we have to understand others. We have to have this wisdom which understands the dispositions and the means of bringing about the well-being of others. And this requires a transcendent wisdom. And the fact that if one were to teach 100 people, it would bring benefit to 100 people. If one were to teach 1,000, then each of those 1,000 would be benefited, or however many. It would not be the case that no one It is for this reason that with the universal vehicle, the great vehicle, that we aspire in order to eliminate the suffering of sentient beings and to bring them to complete happiness to Buddhahood. That is to say, we generate the awakening heart, which is this aspiration. And coupled with the understanding that in order to achieve this, we must individually eliminate our various faults and bring the consummation of excellent qualities. If we don't do that, then we cannot be able to eliminate from the very root the sufferings of others and cannot lead them to complete happiness.
What indeed is the anima of the Sanjeev Sanatyaka? What indeed is God? Because Sanjeev Sanatyaka is passing what the Guru says that Sanjeev Sanatyaka is, for example, the Duma Melody, the old person was a father, is an anima of the Sanjeev Sanatyaka, 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 the
我们 must develop this precious meaning of the awakening heart. Because without the elimination of our own various faults and the consummation of our excellent qualities, we will never be able to eliminate the sufferings of others and bring them to complete happiness. In order to bring that about, we have to eliminate all our various faults, and we have to bring the consummation of our excellent qualities, and we have to bring a complete transformation of our mind about to its transcendent end.
So this is the
When ordinary people teach the Dhamma, it is meaningless. When the Bodhisattva teaches the Dhamma, sometimes it has meaning, but at other times it possesses the wrong meaning. This is rather than the good meaning, wrong meaning. Sometimes it's meaningful, sometimes it's wrong meaning. But when a Buddha teaches the Dhamma, there is never a time when it is not
meaningful.
Yes, previously I had a great deal of doubt about this. I really didn't believe this. But now I haven't thought about it, I think it's clear.
So if the doctor is an expert, then they can properly diagnose the illness and give the
the medicine which will be a benefit to that patient. On the other hand, if the doctor is not qualified, then the medicine they may give not only will it not benefit the patient, it may actually cause them more harm. So I'm just joking, I'm just joking. Now in the case of the Bodhisattva, the Bodhisattva is not a Buddha, and therefore there is a lot that the Bodhisattva doesn't understand. He doesn't understand fully the teachings of the disciples, the students are being taught. And therefore, though the Bodhisattva has good intentions, has no negative motivation behind what they teach, still they can teach wrongly. Since they have excellent qualities and they have a great understanding, what they do teach is, much of what they do teach is very meaningful. But all of what they teach is very meaningful. With respect to the Buddha, the Buddha understands the actual nature of the situation and understands that each individual sentient being's difficulties, both the obvious difficulty, but also the non-obvious difficulties or the indirect difficulties and problems that individuals have. And whatsoever they teach will not only be of immediate benefit, but will be also additional far-reaching benefit. And they teach in the way in which they teach is unerring and unmistakable way. And all of what they teach can only benefit. There's not the slightest harm which can be brought. Is of tremendous benefit to the minds of others. that they are able to teach in such a way that they will bring about, the teachings will bring about elimination of their suffering and the establishment of a complete happiness. This, the wisdom which understands the nature of reality is the wisdom truth body, the Nyana Dhammakaya. And it is, that it is by means of this wisdom truth body that the teachings are given. And the actual teachings are the enlightened activities of the Buddha, or the enlightened activities of the wisdom truth body. So there is a conjunction of two factors involved in bringing about this productive end. The Buddhists themselves have done all the necessary preparation from their side, that they are always ready to teach the Dharma. But there must be a conjunction of the Buddhists and the teaching of Dharma, but also there must be the students from their side, they must be have all of the supportive conditions and have the complete mental state receptive to the teachings. So it is the conjunction of the Buddhists who have done their preparation from their side and coming together with the students who can possess complete supportive conditions that are necessary. If we take an analogy, in Australia there are many highly qualified doctors. They've studied, they've trained, and they've graduated from medical school, and now they're set up with all the diagnostic facilities to help people. And if the patient walks into their office, then they can be properly diagnosed and helped. But some people, they never walk into the doctor's office, and not knowing it, then they're still plagued with all their suffering. First you have to wait in the waiting room. Some people don't have the money to go to the doctor, some people just simply don't want to be bothered by going to the doctor, and therefore they're still troubled with all their sicknesses.
Yes.
maturity beyond our view on the focus area. And I never said I'm never told of it.
This is in the case of the doctor who has all the necessary diagnostic equipment and the proper training to is fully qualified to diagnose, and upon the patient visiting the office, they can be diagnosed and be given they can be cured of the illness. On the other hand, because of some people not having the money, or something not wanting to be bothered going to a doctor, many people will be ill. There the possibility for cure exists. Likewise, with respect to the Buddhas, they have gone through all of the necessary training, they are qualified, and they have all the facilities. But so it's necessary for us to make use of the facilities by listening to the teachings of the Dharma and putting them into practice. And this is the way that we can cure ourselves. And the cure is constituted of eliminating all of the faults and developing all excellent qualities. But some individuals, because of the performance of negative actions and lacking in positive skillful actions, do not have the conducive conditions whereby to actually avail themselves
of this cure. What do you think about the
So this is the first of these reasons establishing lineage in all sentient beings, is that all sentient beings have the capacity to be whereby the Buddhist enlightened activities can take effect. That's my quote. All sentient beings have able to be influenced by the Buddha's enlightened activities. They have this potential to be influenced by the Buddha's enlightened activities. So that's the first reason. So it is extremely beneficial to reflect well upon this and to apply the wisdom to what has been said here. So I'm going to stop here after that first reason. Today is the last teaching on lineage. So each of us should try to make a good life for ourselves each day.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
How can we go about this in terms of our thinking? When we wake up in the morning, we should think, that I didn't die last night, that the impermanence of death did not reach me. What a wonderful opportunity this represents. But especially today, we want to make that human life extremely meaningful. So how can I make especially today go well? I can do this by developing a kind-hearted attitude. Not that the people that I meet to try to benefit them. If I can't benefit them, then at least I shouldn't harm them. I should, as best I can, today, develop a sense of altruism toward others. Most of us have to go to work, and though we do it for pay, still we can think on the way to work, but I'm going to work for this in order to benefit sentient beings. Trying to develop a sense of altruism and cast right up in love and compassion, and using that as the context in which we work, and working in an honest and mistaken way. Don't go around with a scowling face, but try to keep a happy expression.
With
respect to others, speak in a sweet way, don't speak in an innocent way. Coming home at night, thinking about my work went well today, and we can wash and do some meditation. Nutritious, clean food. Having done that, then we can study, meditate. We should try to have a good time with our family, our children, and our girlfriends, our boyfriends. We should laugh and not speak in an aggressive way out of our uptightness. This way there will be harmony, there will be happiness, and things will go well. The next day we'll do the same.
Yeah,
So, the practice of Dharma in terms of one's mind is not in terms of becoming a rat, something that is done in terms of outside, of becoming a monk or existing in a private isolation place, but it is something which is done internally in terms of one's own mind. This is where the Dharma takes place. And if our mind is the Dharma, then our outer activities of speech and physical actions will be the Dharma. Previous to becoming familiar or habituated to this way of thinking will be difficult. But once one has some familiarity, then one will study that improve things will always be getting better. Well, one of them, he had a lot of white stones, and he would shake his hand and say, what a wonderful fellow you are, this year. Today went well, and let's do it again tomorrow. And he called Geshe-la very respectfully to himself. On the other hand, if we go in the course of our day, we see that we are acting in accordance with the motivation that we set in the morning, then we should take great joy in it, we should rejoice in having acted in that way, and dedicate, in the prayers of dedication, dedicating the skillful actions that we've created as we do each teaching, as we do our day, etc., and join you with it.
Thank you. The next two by two, and we'll be on the fourth of February.